The mayors of Charleston, Walsburg, Daniel, Interlake, and Midway, and Heber City have all signed a statement regarding the $150 million school bond Wasatch County residents will vote on this election season. The five-paragraph statement was released on Wednesday and can be viewed on KPCW's website. Heber City Mayor Colleen Potter said that after asking questions to the board at an interlocal meeting and a public hearing, she heard that she was being described as against addressing the issue.
I just felt like the narrative has been if someone asks a question or they don't necessarily support this plan, that they're anti-education or they don't support the schools. And we wanted people to be able to ask questions and feel like they can express their opinions without being labeled negative, or that it meant, you know, if you say no, that means that you don't care about the crowding or you don't believe that we need good schools. We just wanted to bring it out there and say, look, this is a really important decision. Whether you say yes or no doesn't mean that you don't care about education. It might mean that you think a better plan is available or possible, or a less expensive plan is better. We just wanted to kind of put it out there that it's okay for people to have a conversation and deliberate and bring out all the issues on the table.
Midway Mayor Celeste Johnson says she's also hoping to open dialogue about alternatives for the bond.
For me, it was that I wanted to make sure people understood that voting no didn't mean you were anti-school board or anti-children's education or anti-solutions to some very big problems. It simply meant you were looking for other options. And I feel like it's been a little bit of a tricky discussion to have, because if you speak or ask questions that are basically saying this is too much money, what else could we do? There was a sense that you were kind of shut down or shut out. And we were just really trying to maybe open a dialogue for options if you were comfortable with the $150 million.
Mayor Johnson hopes people will educate themselves on how dramatic the need is for new schools, the options that could be explored, and if the bond is the best use of funds. Mayor Potter says that passing the bond would cost residents a lot of money.
We are having a huge amount of growth, so I get that they have a really challenging situation to figure out where do we house all of these students? How do we have decent class sizes and how do we educate them? On the other hand, there are a lot of places in our country that have dealt with these issues, and some schools have chosen to do year-round schools in the elementaries, or they've chosen to have a larger high school. The school's philosophy has been, we don't like the larger schools. We want to have more smaller schools. And that's okay to have that philosophy, but people in the community now have to decide if they agree with that philosophy and they think that's the best way to educate our kids, knowing the price tag. We can always say what we like or what we don't like, but once you know the price tag, then you can say it in a more educated way, whether you say, we never want a school that's over a 4A, but what's it going to cost us? And now we have some numbers. People need to look at that and say, is this the best decision for our valley? Is this the kind of debt that we want to take? And I don't know what that answer is. A lot of people say yes and others say no, and that's what will happen in the election. We'll find out what the majority thinks.
A town hall discussion about the school bond will take place Thursday evening at 6:30 in the Midway Community Center. The hour-long discussion will also be broadcast on Midway City's Facebook page. You can find the six mayors' joint statement and a link to the school district's answers to frequently asked questions on kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.